This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today is Thursday, the day we read from your letters. First, a correction. After listening to our piece on Andy Warhol's time capsules, Rachel Richards of Washington, D.C. wrote to us to point out an error. We reported that Warhol's friend, Jean-Michel Basquiat, died in 1998. In fact, he died a decade earlier.
Now, reactions to our coverage of the Republican National Convention last week. Last Thursday, we spoke to our reporter, David Wellna, about the truth of claims made during Senator Zell Miller's keynote address, specifically statements he made about John Kerry's Senate voting record and speeches.
I was distressed by the conclusion of that piece, writes Stan Corkin of Cincinnati, Ohio, when David Wellna equated Senator Miller's prevarications with statements made by Democrats during their convention about the wages of recently created jobs and the decline of the middle class. Such an equation was illogical, says Mr. Corkin. While Kerry's voting record and public statements are documented and subject to verification or refutation, matters of broad economic activity are largely interpretive and based on any range of statistical measures. In the aftermath of the New York Yankees' 22-0 drubbing at the hands of the Cleveland Indians last week, we asked a Republican spinmeister to spin this sporting debacle into a triumph, and this led several listeners to write to us with some inventive spin of their own.
What a game! History was made last night.
The team was having an off night. They'll be in their prime and ready for the October ritual any moment now.
Yankees win, allege Cleveland Indian veterans for truth.
Well, those lines came to us from Andy Simbura of Denver, Colorado, Rosemary Bosco of Cincinnati, Ohio, and Melanie Dexter of Shaftesbury, Vermont.
And finally, many of you emailed us this week about our story on the preparations for Sam Marcinison's first day of kindergarten. Imagine my surprise, writes Dana Duffy of Great Falls, Montana, when all of a sudden I'm crying at Sam starts kindergarten. But why not? I cried every first day of school for two daughters, even unto college. I am now a grandmother. It was a kitchen table moment whilst going through the Daily Mail.
Marlene Stalker of Panama City, Florida, was not so teary-eyed.
I believe it was insensitive, crass, and very inappropriate, she writes, to air the story so soon after the Beslan Russian school massacre. The events now seem insignificant and trivial when hundreds of Russian children have died on their first day of school.
And Elizabeth Turak of Paulet, Vermont, felt the story was an example of a phenomenon that she would rather not hear repeated. She writes, I identified a new NPR experience that I call the anti-driveway moment, or alternatively, the this story is so boring and inane I've got to turn the dial before my head explodes moment. I always assumed that All Things Considered really meant All Interesting Things Considered. I guess I was wrong.
Your comments on our driveway or anti-driveway moments are always welcome. You can write to us at atc@npr.org. That's npr.org. And don't forget to tell us how to pronounce your name and where you're from.